Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. A good show for you today. We've got new music from a late 90s, early 2000s staple who hadn't released a new album in 9 years. We'll do This Day in Music, when the national music world turned their attention to a little pond right here in Concord, Mass. And of course, we've got Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So let's get started with the best rock from all eras on 91.5 WMFO.
Spread the word around. The boys are back in town. The boys.
Those are the Gin Blossoms. Probably get a little more airplay than they deserve here on Rock of Ages, but they fit right into that sweet spot of mine, which is that kind of acoustic rock sound from the late 90s and early 2000s. And we heard Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. It is Monday morning, April the 12th. So many good things going on in the world. We had some great spring weather the last couple of days, at least on Friday and on Saturday. Really had those breakout days. Congratulations this morning to the UMass Minutemen, who won the NCAA National Hockey Championship on Saturday night. I know here at WMFO we're associated with Tufts, but we support all our schools here in New England, particularly when I have two family members who either went there or go there. And how about those Red Sox? They lost their first three games of the season, and it was already doom and gloom. And then they won five in a row as of Sunday morning, which is when I am recording this show. So spring is springing in all its glory, and I'm really happy to have you here with me for the next hour, at least, here on WMFO on Rock of Ages. And right now, it is time for our weekly feature, Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown goes through his record collection and sends me over a bunch of suggestions every week, and we get them on the air for you. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune, The Real Thing by Parker Millsap. Parker is a singer-songwriter who is based out of Oklahoma. His music blends in folk, pop, soul, and rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Give me something real. Give me something true. Give me something I can feel. Give me some of you. Give me something fresh. Give me something bold. I can hold you to my chest through the telephone, through the telephone. And I can't stand a poor connection. Can't hold your hand through the screen. I don't want your reflection. I just want. Something easy, you got something pure. You don't have to tease me, honey. Give me some of yours. Give it to me straight. I'll take it unawares. Diving through your roses, honey. I don't mind the thorns. I don't mind the thorns.
It
strange. We never changed. We've been through it all, yet we're still the same. And I know it's a miracle we still go. For all we know, we might still have a way to go. Hello me, hello you. You say you're worn out, wanna start anew. Throw in your hand, break up the band, start a new life, be a new man. But for all we know, we might still have a way to go. Before you go, there's something you ought to know. There's a guy in my block, he lives for rock. He plays records day and night. And when he feels down, he puts some rock and roll on, and it makes him feel alright. Is done. You might be through, but I've just begun. I don't know. I feel free and I won't let go. Before you go, there's something you ought to know. Dan is a fan and he lives for our music. It's the only thing that gets him by. Shows. He's seen us low and he's seen us high. Oh, but you and me keep thinking that the world's just passing us by. Don't wanna spend my life living in a rock and roll fantasy. Don't wanna spend my life living on the edge of reality.
The Kinks from their 1978 album called Misfits. That's Rock and Roll Fantasy. And before that, Phil's pick for today, The Real Thing from Parker Millsap here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. You know, Rock of Ages is not just a classic rock radio show. I try to play as much new music as I can, as often as I can, and I've got a good one right now. The Wallflowers have announced their new album called Exit Wounds will be coming out on July the 9th. It's their first album in, I guess, 9 years since 2012's Glad All Over. And about this album, Jacob Dylan said, "I think everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, wherever you're going to go next, we're all taking a lot of exit wounds with us. Nobody is the same as they were 4 years ago." This is a new one from the Wallflowers. It's called Roots and Wings, here on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
You're such a heavy bird, you never get far on your own. You'll never have a use for your feathers when you're hopping down the road. Yeah, you were born to walk the earth, yeah, with your back against the cold. I know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a coat. You're in your evening gloves, you're off the farm taking big city drugs. No matter how far you get, now let it sink in that I gave you roots. And baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. And I showed you how to swing. Yeah, I showed you how to strut. That's my mojo you're using, that's my wine getting you drunk. And it was I that broke you in, I got you clean clipped and cut. And you're a mule among horses, I took you when God stood you up. Now tell me who could do more, set myself on fire, keeping you warm. The hook and he's on your chin, but I gave you roots. Yeah, baby, I gave you wings. No, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. Such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Oh, now you're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own.
Hey, this is Jack from Belmont, Mass, and you're listening to Ron LaRusso on Rock of Ages, right here on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
You say you cried a
Say what you will about Bon Jovi, but they put you in a good mood. It's a good way to start a Monday morning here as we begin a new week on Rock of Ages, WMFO. And we heard The Wallflowers, something brand new from them. First album in 9 years, coming out on July 9th. And that was Roots and Wings here on WMFO. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you. This is a pretty significant day and week in the history of rock music. On this day in 1964, the Beatles set a new record when 14 of the top 100 songs on the Billboard charts were theirs. Can't Buy Me Love was number one, and Love Me Do was the lowest at number 81, and I guess they had 12 songs on the charts in between those two. On this day in 1976, Peter Frampton's album Frampton Comes Alive hit number one in the U.S., where it stayed for 10 weeks and was the number one album of the year, 1976, as it turns out. And then there's a day that is of kind of local importance. Don Henley credits the works of Henry David Thoreau as helping him get through a very difficult time in his life when he was 25 years old and his father died. In 1991, he heard that 2,000 acres surrounding Walden Pond, Walden Woods, where Thoreau lived and wrote, were threatened by commercial development. And so he co-founded the Walden Woods Project in 1991 to help. And on this day in 1992, he led 6,000 fans through Walden Woods as part of a benefit walk to save the woods. Of course, Walden Woods and Walden Pond in Concord, Mass. The development stopped, and the project lives to this day. It has protected many tracts of Walden Woods from the threat of commercial development. It's created environmental education initiatives for students and teachers, and maintains the most important library of Thoreau-related research material in the world. To recognize the day when 6,000 people walked in Concord to save the woods, here's Don Henley on Rock of Ages.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll by, and the tall grass fades in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, let your since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know a place where we can go and wash away this sin. Sit and watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind.
come so far, so fast. But somewhere back there in the dust, that same small town in each of us, I need to remember this. So baby, give me just one kiss. Let me take a long last look before we say goodbye. Just lay your head back on the ground. Let your hair fall all around me. Offer up your best defense. This is the end. This is the end of the innocence. Thank you.
The band is garbage, and the girl is stupid. And those are not just criticisms, those are the name of the band and the song here on Rock of Ages, Garbage and Stupid Girl. And we heard Don Henley before that, The End of the Innocents, recognizing that on this day, April 12th, in 1992, 6,000 people walked Walden Woods with Don Henley as part of the Walden Woods Project to save the woods from commercial development. They did succeed, and it is really one of the cool places to go on a nice summer day here in New England. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here on a Monday morning. Thank you for joining me, whether you're scurrying around getting ready for work or school, or if you're listening on demand, which I know I hear from several people who do that on a regular basis, listen to the show a little bit later on in the week. So thank you for doing that, too. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, the Proclaimers. They were twin brothers, Craig and Charlie Reed. They grew up in Scotland, and they were an acoustic duo before they added a band for their 1988 album called Sunshine on Leith, which contained this song, which came out of nowhere to be a worldwide hit. Then it was included in the movie Benny and June in 1992 and had another round of worldwide airplay. After this song, they settled into a nice little career, but never came close to the success they had with this song. These are the Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles on Rock of Ages.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Yeah.
What's your name? Little girl, what's your name? Shooting you straight, little girl, well there ain't no shame. What's your name? Little girl, what's your name?
Last week I mentioned that it had been pointed out to me that I don't play a lot of Southern rock on the show, so I committed to do so, and there's Lynyrd Skynyrd. And before that we heard the Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. It is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and you really hear those Scottish accents in that song, and they were very proud of the fact that they were Scottish, and did not try to hold back when they played their songs and sang their songs. Well, up next, I am going to play one of the great artists of the early days of album rock radio that the format left behind, but she will be heard right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that in 2021, we are coming up on the 50th anniversary of some of the greatest albums in album rock history, and that many of the artists behind those albums were doing special releases to call out their 50th. We're going to feature one of those now. The singer-songwriters of the early to mid-70s were a huge part of the popularity of album rock radio at that time. But sadly, by the late 70s, many of them had been exiled to soft rock radio and what they're calling yacht rock today. But artists like James Taylor, Paul Simon, Cat Stevens, Harry Chapin, and others actually sold out arenas back then. And I promise I'm going to do an entire show at some point on the singer-songwriters of the early 1970s. Well, one of those artists was Joni Mitchell. This year marks the 50th anniversary of her landmark album, Blue. And she's marking that by releasing the reprise albums, remasters of her first four albums, including Blue. It'll be a four CD set and also a limited edition vinyl album. And it's coming out on June 25th. The liner notes were written by Brandi Carlile. And check out what she wrote. She said, "In my opinion, Blue is the greatest album ever made. Blue didn't make me a better songwriter. Blue made me a better woman. No matter what we're dealing with in these times, we can rejoice and know that of all the ages we could have lived through, we lived in the time of Joni Mitchell." Here's The River from the album Blue, Joni Mitchell on Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
you know I- herself enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it, I could fix it for you. But instead I'll be right here coming through.
You know, I try hard not to repeat songs here on the show. I'm only on an hour a week, and so it's not that hard to come up with new stuff, but I played that song by Imagine Dragons about 2 weeks ago. It's new. It's called Follow You, and that song has taken up permanent residence in my brain. I spent a lot of the week just, like, running it over and over in my head. I love the production. It's so good. So, what the heck? I played it again. And before that, we heard Blue, the album Blue from Joni Mitchell. The song was The River. She will be releasing a 4-CD and limited edition vinyl set on June 25th called The Reprise Albums. It'll be her first four albums, and it is the 50th anniversary of her album Blue. And really happy to play it for you here this morning on Rock of Ages. Well, believe it or not, another hour has come and gone. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We'll be back next week. It'll be Patriots Day, but we will, of course, be here as usual, Monday mornings from 8 till 9. This is Ron LaRussa saying have a great week, a fantastic weekend, a 3-day weekend if you have it, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. I'm on my